Can you talk a little bit about the issue of surgery in metastatic disease, both in the primaries as well as the metastatic disease, which you've published on?
The major surgical procedure that's considered in this setting is the cytoreductive nephrectomy. For those patients who present with localized renal cancers, all patients have a nephrectomy and then subsequently those unfortunate relapse with systemic disease. But for the population that present at initial diagnosis with a kidney primary in place and with metastasis, one of the issues has been whether there's a benefit to that patient undergoing a nephrectomy. It was originally raised as an issue in the 70s and 80s because it was recognized that in that setting, a small proportion of patients had a spontaneous regression of the metastasis. It turns out it was a very small percentage, probably less than 1%, but it provided one of the rationales for the use of immunotherapy. And in the setting of immunotherapy, there were two large phase 3 trials that showed cytoreductive nephrectomy before treatment with interferon resulted in a longer survival compared to interferon alone with leaving the kidney primary in place. So that became an important part of standard of care. And as these new targeted therapies were studied, they were largely studied in patients who had had a nephrectomy since the population had had prior cytokine. The efficacy data that we now have is largely in patients that have had nephrectomies. And so I believe that for several reasons, the cytoreductive nephrectomy remains standard of care for this population. First, the efficacy data in patients with targeted therapy was largely developed in patients who had had a nephrectomy. Secondly, there are two large phase 3 trials showing a survival benefit for a cytoreductive nephrectomy in the setting of treatment with a marginally effective systemic therapy. And third, these targeted therapies have not yet been shown to be curative in the patients. For the most part, the patients with metastatic renal cancer progress at one time or another. And in this patient population, those patients that are receiving palliative care for renal cell cancer, the presence of a large renal primary can be particularly problematic with regard to care and cause difficulties with quality of life, as it often results in pain and hematuria, which can be very problematic. So I think that there's a real advantage to having the kidney primary taken out with initiation of systemic therapy. Now, that being said, those patients that undergo a cytoreductive nephrectomy have to undergo careful selection, because certainly if the tumor is large and it's going to result in a high chance of morbidity for these patients, then the kidney tumor should not be taken out at that point. The better approach would be to initiate the targeted therapy and then try to remove the therapy later if there was a response. So careful patient selection remains a very important factor when considering the cytoreductive nephrectomy.
Now, how often, if at all, can these procedures be done laparoscopically?
The two standard techniques for a nephrectomy are either an open procedure or a performance of a laparoscopy-directed nephrectomy. For the most part, the cytoreductive nephrectomies have been done by open nephrectomy because the tumors are often large and difficult to handle. The laparoscopy-directed nephrectomy has largely been used for the smaller tumors that are done in the initial diagnosis.